This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony will be in performance Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette. The program includes music of Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Moncayo. And Jose Valencia, the artistic director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, is here with a couple of students from the orchestra. Jose, welcome.
Thank you very much, Greg, and thanks for having us.
Good to have you again. Let's talk about the program for a little bit. Quite a range of things. You've got a couple of romantic favorites, and then this one piece from Mexico, which I think when people associate classical music, Mexico doesn't immediately spring to mind.
They may not, but Jose Pablo Moncayo, who was the composer for this piece called Huapango, is one of several Mexican composers who have composed in the 20th century for the Mexican voice. So it's classical music composed for Mexican people that live and hear these types of tunes in their daily lives.
Tell me how you came across this music to begin with.
You know, I was exposed to it by my conducting teacher at Butler University. His name was Stanley DeRuscia, and he specialized a lot in Latin American compositions, and that was featured on one of the programs that I had to learn under his baton.
And does that begin the program, that piece?
No, actually, that's going to be the final flourish of our concert. I think it's a rousing flourish at the very end. We're actually starting with Tchaikovsky's March Slav, which is one of those beautifully melodic, romantic pieces that feature all of the different voices of the orchestra.
It's another one of those, kind of like the Moncayo actually uses a lot of tunes that people are familiar with.
It sure does. It was written by Tchaikovsky as the Russians were supporting the Serbs who were being oppressed by the Turks. And there are a lot of Serbian themes, Serbian songs about that oppression. And then there are references to the God Save the Tsar theme and a lot of triumph towards the end. But it is all music that people would have heard. Yeah, melodies that they heard at that time.
It's an interesting piece because it starts off kind of slowly, and then all of a sudden it just starts becoming this potboiler.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know, but I think that the students really enjoy this piece a lot.
Well, we've got a couple of students here. Hannah Hahn plays violin in the orchestra, and Mikhail Carniero plays trumpet. What do you guys think about this piece, this March Slav by Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So I play trumpet, and there are a few solos in there, but there's this one part where the trumpet is allowed to just play as loud as I possibly can. And for me, that's really fun. You know, you don't get those chances a lot in band where you get to, you know, play as loud as you can with a lot of expression. So it's really fun. And with the symphony supporting you, it's really loud and powerful. And you feel like, oh, yeah, I can do this. So it's really fun. Yeah.
Hannah, do you find the piece fun as well?
Yeah, I actually really like the melody in the beginning. That's kind of eerie. I especially wish I was a viola at times because they can play it so beautifully.
So do you get the tune at all playing violin?
Yeah, we get it in a higher octave, but I personally prefer lower octave songs.
Okay. Have you played viola in the past?
Yeah, I play viola at times in my school orchestra when they're in need of violas.
The big middle part of the program is the Unfinished Symphony by Franz Schubert. What's your take as to why he didn't finish it? Or is it your take that he did finish it and we've just misnamed it all these years?
I think there are sketches available for some other material that he wanted to add to the symphony. I have really no other insight into why he might not have continued his work on that symphony in particular. His work on the next symphony, which is his great symphony in C major, might have overtaken his mind, and maybe he ended up thinking, oh, I need to be working on that. But this Eighth Symphony, the Unfinished, has all these melodies that are, I think, on a lot of people's top lists of melodies that they're familiar with. I think along with tunes from March Slav, it becomes a set of favorite tunes to listen to and favorite tunes to play.
Nikhail, let me ask about the Unfinished Symphony of Schubert. You've got a part in there, right? Is it a big part, a little part?
It's not a big part. The trumpet and I guess mostly the brass is mostly a supporting role. When you have those quarter notes or whole notes, we're just there to support and give a little depth to whatever note the rest of the orchestra is playing. So not a huge role, but it's still a good supporting role there.
How about in the Moncayo?
Oh, I love that one. Trumpet does have a pretty big role in that one.
And Hannah, do you have a favorite piece in this program?
I think the Moncayo, it's really fun to play. It's not something that I've played before, so it's interesting to play something that's like out of my comfort zone at times. And also because there's a three violin solo where me and two other friends get to play like six notes just by ourselves.
Six notes?
Yeah.
That's great. How exciting. And why is it different than the other pieces? Is it the approach you have to use to play the instrument?
Yeah, I think it's like you have to do it more like a mariachi band.
Yep.
So it's like very lively and you have to pretend like you're large and like just carefree instead of meticulous for details. But like you still have to be really fine-tuned on intonation, but it's just you have to make it sound carefree. When I practice it with my teacher, she just told me to stop worrying so much. So I just let myself go and it sounded fine.
Wonderful. Hannah Hahn plays violin in the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. Nikhil Carnero plays trumpet. And they've joined us along with Jose Valencia, the artistic director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. Their program Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center, a program of Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Moncayo. No tickets are required for the performance. More information is at the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony's website, wvys.org. Thank you, all three of you, for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.